Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focused on Albany. I'm Cynthia Poehler, and my guest today is Todd Drake. He's a county legislator, and he's going to be talking about the new small business caucus in the county ledge. Hi, Todd. What area do you represent?
I represent District 19, which is Latham, the northern side of Latham, town of Colony.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about the Small Business Caucus. How did that come into being?
Well, Small Business Caucus was born of the notion that local business people or private enterprise employees even are rather underrepresented, not only at the county level, but also at the state level of government. And in reviewing the membership of our rather bloated 39-seat legislature, we found that only 3 people are true local business people. And that's not to diminish. I know there are a few people who are attorneys, et cetera. But in the non-professional sense of the word, there are 3 local business owners in the legislature, and that would be myself, as well as Mark Grimm, who's in communications and media, and Chris Smith, who's a restaurant owner out in Bern, and a construction contractor as well. And one of the things that we noticed, and we're all new, you know, to our tenure in the legislature, and one of the things we noticed right away in over the last 2.5 years of accumulated experience is that the frame of reference is lacking from the business perspective, particularly local business, because the vast majority of laws and resolutions are proposed and voted on by people who work in the public sector or affiliated political type organizations and so on and so forth. And they're coming from a very different reference point, which isn't to diminish in any way their service and their value and experience, but you know, they may not be seeing things in the way that people who are out in the trenches every day trying to survive in what is a very difficult environment in upstate New York or in New York in general. So with that in mind, what we decided to do was form our small business caucus, which is open to anyone who might be part-time or full-time in business, and we certainly would welcome any additional members with open arms. And we would welcome new people to run for seats who are business people in the capital region. And what we'd like to do is highlight areas of concern or of constructive advantage to local businesses who really are what drive the economy and drive employment next to the public sector. And we're going to be taking the opportunity to score the legislators on how they vote on issues that are important to keeping local businesses strong and, frankly, to attracting businesses from outside the area to relocate in Albany County, and most importantly, encouraging our local businesses to remain entrenched, to keep their doors open, and even to expand and add to the employment base. So we're going to be keeping a scorecard of how legislators vote on these key matters so that interested citizens and other small business people or you know, anyone who's watching can understand, you know, how it's going on a more of a statistical level, because I think it will become clear that the legislature in general is not business friendly, and we need to keep working in the other direction. We want to make the capital region a very good place for local and small business people, startups, even larger businesses to thrive, because we don't want to become uncompetitive with the remainder of the capital region. We know that there's a lot of competition out there for job growth. There's a lot of competition out there for sales tax revenue. And we've seen surrounding counties increasing their share of the sales tax revenue, most importantly, over the last couple of years, and we're concerned.
Wow. So have you gotten any feedback from the community yet?
Well, we just announced it, but we've gotten quite a bit of feedback so far from many of the businesses who've been following some recent proposed legislation, and they were very happy to hear that we're willing to become more visible. And I think that's what's important, you know, being visible so people understand who you are and the real faces behind the repercussions of a lot of this legislation that comes across and what that means for real people and real families, what it means for jobs. One of the problems that we have in small business community, and I can't imagine it's isolated here to Albany County, but I'm only going to speak for here. One of the problems that we have is we don't advocate well for ourselves. We're very busy people, right? We're out trying to run our business, follow all the laws and regulations and all the taxes and all the insurance and all the compliance that needs to be done. You got to sell your business. You got to manage your employees. You got to manage your equipment, your vehicles. And then you still have your family, right? And family is very important. And you know, in your place of worship and your volunteer work. We're very busy people, like many others are. And we're not out there advocating. We're not out there making demonstrations or appearing at public hearings. And we're seeking to change that. We know everybody's busy and we know it's difficult. But because we're in the background, we think that for the general, on the whole, we're forgotten. And so that's the image we want to change, because we are very alive and well. We're the lifeblood of the economy here, small businesses are. And we just need to be heard. And I think having the Small Business Caucus gives us a little bit of a forum, gives an opportunity for people to come forward and contact us and help, ask us to help, you know, address their concerns, in addition to, you know, just simply, you know, watching what happens and then having to deal with the aftermath.
Now, recently, there was an amendment, or it was voted on, for the accrued sick leave, and the Chamber of Commerce.
It was not voted on, no.
Okay, it was proposed then.
Yeah.
Do you think the Small Business Caucus will have a big hand in the direction in which that piece of legislation goes?
I think that small business in general in the capital region will have a big influence on that. We saw a tremendous showing of advocacy on last Tuesday night. It was in my view, at least in my experience, was record attendance. And certainly there were proponents and opposition both. But people came out, business community came out, the private sector came out and said, hey, we've had enough. You know, we're dying here in New York State, a death of 1,000 cuts. And a lot of people said, hey, we have 999 cuts. We don't want any, can't do it. We can't handle any more compliance burdens, any more rules, any more mandates, any more fines or costs or fees. You know, we're just at our limit. And we saw some people come up and tell some very interesting stories about how they've struggled to persevere and just put food on their own table. And, you know, these are the people who are out there providing jobs for other families, and they need to be heard. And I think that it's that coming together of small businesses and employees of businesses, you know, to defend that and say, look, you know, we're a caring community. We take care of our employees. We work together. Many people use the term, we're like family. I've used it myself. I've heard it over my two decades in business here. You know, that's how small businesses think of each other, you know, and we as a community don't want our government to tell us how we should put the contract between employer and employee. They don't want to. You know, as a community, we don't want to be told how much money we need to spend and how many more regulations we need to follow when we're already doing those things. And not only that, we don't believe it's Albany County at this level, that it's Albany County's role to make that determination, particularly when it handicaps local businesses in competition with or in light of the entire capital region. We all know that this is Albany County doesn't just do business within itself. You know, we're working with both suppliers and vendors and consumers throughout the whole capital region, 7, 8, 9 counties. And to put us at a disadvantage like that, to make the costs of our goods and services rise so that the consumers have to bear that expense is not justifiable. And furthermore, most small businesses and most businesses in general of any size don't have the staff necessary to keep up with complex measures like this 9-page proposal. I mean, it's just overwhelming. You know, there's nobody, there's no funding in this proposal to help people deal with it. There's no funding to come up with the extra money. There's no funding to take care of the time constraints that are required to administer it. So when you look at legislation like this, part of the aim of the Small Business Caucus is to give those voices a platform from which to be heard and to help everybody get a frame of reference from experience that they may not have. And it's just, and it's understandable not to come from that, to not understand the struggles of small business or local business. It's understandable. So what we want to do is educate. What we want to do is inform. What we want to do is help people gain a perspective so that they understand the entire and macro effect that these things have economically, strategically, time-wise. One of the things that we see in the legislature very often is that resolutions and laws seem to be proposed without a full understanding of the cyclic effect of money decisions. Put simply, if I take $100 from you, Ms. Fuller, and I give it to Joe Smith, that $100 has to come from somewhere. It doesn't just appear in your hand and then appear in Joe's hand, right? A lot of these resolutions and laws don't seem to consider that there is a finite circle of funds and that it's a system that operates symbiotically. And so, without getting too much in the weeds, simply put, when these things are brought up, the funding and the cost of these things isn't really there. And now it has to be brought from somewhere. Ultimately, they come from the consumer, ultimately, after adjustments are made in pricing. So I stand both for small businesses, local businesses, and consumers. And that's the goal of the Small Business Caucus, is to keep these issues at the forefront and help educate the legislature in general.
So when you were talking to Mark Grimm and the gentleman from Bern, you were talking about business, I would assume. So from the conversation that the three of you had, what sparked the idea for the Small Business Caucus? Was it a particular issue, or was it, like an overall, thing that, let's do this? What precipitated this Small Business Caucus forming?
The driving factor was, as I had talked about before, the realization that we are the smallest minority within the group of people. If you look at the assemblage of the legislature, we're so underrepresented in this community in terms of government. And that's why the Small Business Caucus was born, because we believe that local business people and their employees and consumers in general, from that perspective, deserve recognition and a platform for their advocacy. So that's what was formed, not in terms of a particular law.
Okay. So something like this was never proposed before?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So it'll be interesting, Todd. Would you come back on Focus on Albany as this Small Business Caucus evolves? I'd like to hear about the evolution, and I'm sure the people in Albany County would also.
I would be thrilled to.
Thank you. So you have been listening to Todd Drake, who is a Albany County legislator So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Thanks, Todd, for taking the time to explain your new caucus. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you for having me.